97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, artist and picture framer. Stephen, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Sharon. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you, Stephen. Everybody in Chapel Hill should know you, but for those few who don't, why don't you tell us what your business is?
Well, I actually wear two hats. I'm an artist and I'm a picture framer. My art is pretty well known and my picture framing helps me make a living.
Business. You have won so many awards, Stephen. Why don't you tell our audience about the awards you've won as an artist?
Well, as an artist, last year I was a finalist for Small Business of the Year for the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber. And the readers of Durham Magazine gave me Best Artist in Durham 2 years in a row. That was exciting. And I've been in a bunch of competitions, and I'm a self-promoter, so hopefully most people know about what I'm doing.
Stephen, who do you find are your ideal clients, either for as an artist or as a picture framer?
As a picture framer, anybody who has something that wants to be framed or reframed, sometimes broken glass, a picture drops, or it was framed 30 years ago and things have changed. There's also a lot more better options for framing something properly now than there was 20, 30 years ago in terms of acid-free materials and UV filtering glass and things like that. And for artwork, hopefully anybody.
Anybody.
I'm an optimist.
Tell us some more. You've educated us when you come to the Chapel Hill Leeds group about the quality of framing and what can go wrong if you go to the big box stores for framing. Tell us the difference between your framing and the big box framer.
Well, first of all, I've been doing it for about 30 years, so I know what I'm doing. I use really high-quality materials, and hopefully my craftsmanship is superior. Without bashing the competition, the discount coupons at the big box stores are basically bogus, and I can match their prices even with their 50 and 60% off.
That's a good thing.
It's good for me,
yes,
yeah, but it's hard to debunk the myth because you just assume, well, how can it not be a good deal if it's 50 or 60% off?
Right.
And if you start with something that's more than twice what it should be, then it's not a great deal.
Oh, so that's the gimmick.
That's the gimmick. I can imagine. Yeah.
And you say something about when you frame something, it lasts forever, right, because of
materials? It should be good for at least 100 years, and that's the difference between price and cost. Custom framing is not inexpensive to do up front, but then it's good for 100 years. So there are very few things that you can buy, and then with just a basic dusting every once in a while, enjoy for 100 years. And that's the advantage of proper custom framing.
It makes a difference for sure.
It does.
Now, one of your claims to fame as an artist is you created in 2013 a very special cow. Why don't you tell our audience about that cow?
Sure. I was one of about 70 artists that painted 80 cows in the triangle for the cow parade, and these were all auctioned off last February, on my birthday actually, to benefit the North Carolina Children's Hospital. We raised a few a few hundred thousand dollars, and I had the good fortune that Flo Winston, who bought my cow, which was called Heart Standing Cow, it's completely covered in hearts, she bought it and then donated it to the Wake County Hospice and built a gazebo. So my cow, Elsie, the Heart Standing Cow, is on permanent display outside of the Wake County Hospice, and I'm obviously thrilled about that.
I can imagine. And didn't you also get recognition with the Carrboro Festival? What's it called?
Yes, I made a movie called Heart Standing Cow, the movie. And it was accepted into the Carrboro Film Festival. I've also entered it in the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham, and we'll see if we get in there too.
Why do you have, and when did you have, this passion for art, Stephen?
It really started when I was 19. I was a sophomore in college at Duke, and I couldn't take any more psychology or sociology courses because they were driving me crazy. And on a lark, really, I took an art course, and that was it. That's all I've done ever since, which is now coming on 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
My God. You can eat being an artist? Are you a starving artist?
I call myself the not-so-starving artist. And anybody who knows my chamber membership knows I know how to find good food at a buffet.
Your chamber membership. Tell us what the Chapel Hill Chamber has done for you.
Well, it's been great in terms of exposing my work and giving me the chance to meet, fellow business people and A lot of friendships and business acquaintances have resulted from that.
Now, weren't you one of the original founders of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group?
Yes. Lee Shearer and I started that 15 years ago.
15 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. And my son was 3 when we started, and he's now 18. We meet every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock at the American Legion, post number 6 on Legion Road, from 8 to 9:30. And what makes us different from most leads and networking group is we do allow competitors. So there are no attendance requirements. Your first meeting is free. After that, it's $5 a piece. And today we had 55 people. So it's a great place to meet other people and have an opportunity to introduce them to what you do. And it's also a great room for resources of services you might need as well. There's a great bunch of people there. That's how I met you, Sharon.
That's a matter of fact.
Yes.
And we haven't looked back, have we, Stephen?
No, to the contrary.
I can't imagine. Well, Stephen, since you're such a well-known artist and picture framer, who are your main competitors in this area?
I like to think I don't really have any competitors. As a picture framer, I'm available to make house calls for people who don't want to carry their artwork or it's too big or broken on site or what have you, and that saves them some time and hassle. I think I'm the only one who does that. And as an artist, I'd like to think I have no competitors. There's plenty of wall space for all of us, and I like to encourage other people to explore their creativity as well. I'm friends with a few artists on Facebook who I've never met, and I love seeing their posts. It's extraordinary what people are doing. That was shown in the cow parade, that 80 cows were painted so differently to start out with the very same basic shape and see what the different artists do. Human creativity is quite amazing to me.
In this area, I imagine there's so many creative minds. Do you see it all?
There is. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot more good art being produced than consumed here, but that's kind of the situation pretty much everywhere.
Stephen, if someone wanted to contact you, what is your contact information?
My phone is 919-210-5140. My website is stephenraymiller.com, and my email is stephenray@stephenraymiller.com, and that's V. Stephen has a V in the middle. I used to have artwithhearts.com, but I found that people misspelled it, and in the internet, one digit off, and they'll never find
lost.
Me. Totally lost. So I've rebranded myself as Stephen Ray Miller and stephenraymiller.com.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear some more about your company and everything that you do.
You bet.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, whose company is Arts and Picture Framing. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for sticking with us. My guest today is Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, who is an artist and a picture framer. Well known, I might add. Stephen, your company, Art with Hearts, that's a current name, Art with Hearts?
I've kind of pushed that aside because I'm pushing Stephen Ray Miller because it's easier to spell and people remember it.
Got it. And that Stephen is with a V, not
yes,
a PH.
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. Hearts. One claim to fame that you have is all of your work involves having a heart somewhere in the picture, somewhere in everything you create. Why do you do that, and how successful has that been as a theme?
It's been very successful as a theme. I started in 1978, I think, to impress a girlfriend at the time. And it really started out more as a little bit like a shtick, and I would just put a little tiny heart in each of my paintings. And over the last 10 years or so, it's actually become quite significant and has taken on kind of a different meaning. And covering the cow in hearts, I've covered a violin in hearts, and it's something that people remember and they feel a connection with. And I try and encourage people to look at a painting realizing that it started out as a blank sheet of paper. And so everything there was put there by the artist. And in my case, so I hide a few hearts there just for a little bit of curiosity.
When people buy your work, are all of them aware of the fact that you've got a heart somewhere in that creation?
Usually, but not always. And then they're curious to find it. And I find kids between like 10 and 15 can see the hearts from across the room. They're wired for it somehow.
They're little bitty hearts. Sometimes it's almost impossible to find them. That makes it. Is your work expensive?
Not necessarily. I try and have something affordable to just about anybody who wants, from a small frame mini reproduction for $95. My originals can be several thousand dollars, but I make a lot of limited edition prints, and I've always tried to have something affordable to just about anybody. I graduated from the high school that Norman Rockwell dropped out of in Mamaroneck, New York, and our birthdays are one day apart.
Ooh.
And I kind of like his lineage, that the average person enjoyed his work and sought to be skillful. And I made a decision about 30 years ago, do I want to try and get in the museums or do I want to try and make a living? And I decided to make a living. So I am actually quite proud that most people respond favorably to my work, even if they're never going to buy it. They at least feel that it's skillful and pleasant and upbeat.
I mentioned at the beginning of this section that you were, in my mind, famous. Tell us where some of your art is hanging.
Well, it's hanging in private collections all over, and I've been in the Triangle for a long time, and both in terms of private and corporate collections, I've done quite well. One of my biggest projects, 8 years ago, I did 4 commission paintings for the Washington Duke Inn, which are on display there in the main hallway on the way to the golf shop, and I've made note cards of those that a lot of people have seen. And those have given me a lot of exposure.
I can imagine. The Washington Duke, and they've been hanging there ever since you provided them to them?
Yes, in 2005.
Amazing. That says a lot right there. What do you see as the future of art?
Well, I'm trying to combine the fact that my paintings are made by hand with the ability technologically to get the image out there. So I'm very active on Facebook, which has been tremendously helpful in terms of being able to share my latest work or works in progress or works from the past with people everywhere. And that instantaneous transmission is really very exciting. And the fact that when you transmit something digitally like that, it doesn't change at all. So people can forward it and forward it and forward it, and they still see that same crisp image. And then on the other side, I'm trying to enforce the fact that these are paintings made by hand. I'm not using Photoshop. I'm not using any computers whatsoever. These are made by hand. And I believe there's some value to something made by hand. And I would like to encourage people locally to buy things made by hand. We have a lot of terrific craftspeople in this area. And I think it's nice to have something in your home that was made locally and by hand.
And even though you talk about things locally made by hand, which of course we all agree with, you mentioned just a little bit of technology when you said digitally things can still go and still be pure.
Right.
Is there any other part of technology that's making your life easier as an artist?
Well, just the whole notion of being able to photograph something digitally with slight variation so you get just the perfect exposure, and then you can save it, and you can save it in different densities and use it in different formats. And, you know, when you enter a competition now, you just send a PDF rather than or a JPEG rather than a slide and all the rest. And the instantaneous transmission of artwork that way is, for me, is very exciting. And I'm trying to take advantage of it.
When you say when you're competing, tell us about that. How do you compete? Do you, is this around the country? Is it locally? Tell us about competing as an artist. What does that mean?
Well, I enter a few competitions. I'm not really too active in that. And I'm pretty much a self-promoter. So I've got 3,000 people on my email list and 1,700 Facebook friends who I try and stay in touch with. And I have the good fortune that a lot of people share my work and introduce me to people. That's how I've done my whole career, really, for 40 years. It's been pretty much me meeting people and selling my work directly. I think they enjoy having a connection with the artist. Most people don't know an artist.
Right.
And I'm a little eccentric, but I'm not quite as wacky as most people associate artists with being, I think.
Yes. Do you ever take commissions? Do people say, Stephen, create this for us? And
absolutely.
What do you do then?
I've done quite a few travel photos. People have been to Fiji or Kenya or Europe, and I'm the guy who wants to see your photos from Europe. And on occasion, I will be commissioned, and I enjoy that very much.
So, commission is another source of income for you then.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great one because it's nice to know you have a paying customer at the end of the job.
How long does it take you to create any of your artwork? Is there a set time frame or is it just as you feel the flow to get it done?
It's hard to say, Sharon. It could be anywhere from, you know, a few hours, but typically the way I work with a fair amount of detail, most paintings take anywhere from a week to a few months. It's hard to say. I recently completed a painting for the Duke Art Center that took several months to do. It's on two layers of glass and it's very, very detailed. And I'll be bringing that there shortly.
How do you market your business, Stephen? I know you said you're a self-promoter, but so many people know you. How do they know you? How do you market arts? You no longer art with heart. How do you market Stephen Ray Miller?
Well, I have a huge advantage in that since my product is visual, I can show somebody a postcard and in 2 seconds they've seen what I've done.
Whoa.
And as opposed to even a musician who says, could you please listen to my song, or a novelist who says, could you please read the first chapter of my novel, I have a tremendous advantage in that I can show somebody what I do in 3 seconds. And I've been doing this long enough that I can tell from their reaction if they're further interested.
Got it.
The one word I don't want to hear is interesting. That's the polite way of saying
it. I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay. That's okay. Most people respond favorably to my art, I would say.
Understand. Stephen, thank you. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear some more about your fabulous business.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. You're listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, who is an artist and picture framer. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, who is an artist and a picture framer. Stephen, in addition to everything else you do, I also understand that you are on the web. Tell us about your web experience with your company.
Well, the web has been very helpful for me, being able to expose my work to a much wider audience. And in the last few years, I've made a few videos, which have also been terrific. I've been working with Will Weldon, who's a local videographer who's brilliant. And we've made a few videos, including one showing my glass painting technique. And a picture is worth 1,000 words, so a video really shows people what I do. And they've been very helpful for me.
Is that one of your marketing tools as well?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does it get out to people? Do people have to find you and then look at the web, or you have a way of pushing it out to people so they can check you out?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm very active on Facebook, and for me, some of the magic of Facebook is the share button. So when people watch something and then share it, then all of a sudden I'm reaching a whole new audience that didn't know me before. And that's been terrific.
That's perfect. Well, Stephen, we've talked all about your work as an artist. We've talked about your work as a picture framer. I'm just going to throw a blurb in there to say you also hang pictures for people, but that's not a major part of your business at all.
Not too much, but I'm happy to do that as well. A lot of people are very nervous about banging a nail in their wall. And it's not that big a deal. Just so everybody knows out there, you rarely need to find a stud to hang a picture.
Ah.
Yeah. Most walls will support it with the proper hangers. So.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. I'd like the audience to hear about your background, Stephen, which is quite fascinating to me. Why don't you take our last couple of minutes and talk about your background so the audience gets a chance to really get a chance to know you.
Well, I grew up in White Plains, Mamaroneck, New York, and thought I would be a doctor or a chemist or something like that. Came to Duke in 1969 and took my first art course in 1971, and that was what I wanted to do, and that's what I've been doing ever since. I worked for the South Carolina Arts Commission for 4 years, taught about 10,000 kids. Lived in Los Angeles for 7 years, which I'm still curious about myself. And then I've been back in the area since 1994.
Isn't there a Woodstock connection here somewhere?
Yes. At 17, I went to Woodstock. I got there a day early, left a day early. I had a ticket, and no sex or drugs for me at that point.
Now, or nudity.
I also had a Volkswagen bus for 29 years that I drove 400,000 miles, so that's another chapter as well.
Well, your passion comes out loud and clear. And for all of us who know you, we know this is where your heart lies and everything you do day to day.
Thank you, Sharon.
Excellent. One more time, Stephen, please give us your contact information.
Sure. StephenRayMiller.com, Stephen with a V, 919-210-5140. My email is StephenRay@StephenRayMiller.com. And I love feedback and communication, whether it's typed or I actually enjoy old-fashioned phone calls.
Whoa.
With voices going back and forth.
Radical.
It's becoming a little dinosauric, but I still enjoy the human voice and the interaction.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. For all of you who go to any Chapel Hill Chamber events, please be on the lookout for Stephen Ray Miller. Stephen, again, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Pleasure. You've been listening to Today's Business, where my guest has been Mr. Stephen Ray Miller, artist and picture framer extraordinaire, may I throw in. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.